Joining us now, Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, a great website, all things music in the region. You should check it out, Nippertown.com. Greg comes in once a month to tell us what will be hitting the stages and the clubs, etc., the concert stages. And we begin with Lavon Helm Studios in Woodstock. And tonight, they welcome Sean Colvin.
Yeah, that's. Have you ever been down to Levon's?
Never been
for
there.
Any of the Rambles?
No,
I only caught one when Levon was around. But fortunately, Amy Helm and the folks down there are keeping Levon's studio going, and it's a wonderful, intimate little place to see a show, and especially something really nice like Sean Colvin tonight, who's playing acoustic, and Hudson Valley's Simi Stone. Is opening the show. Very, very multi-talented musician. So I highly recommend that as a nice Friday night out. And to get you warmed up, I thought we'd go all the way back to to Sean Colvin's 1989 Grammy Award-winning debut. Listen to a little bit of Shotgun Down the Avalanche.
A mystery that goes on.
Levon Helm Studios, Woodstock, New York. It's tonight. It's Sean Colvin. 1 week from tomorrow night, right across the street, the Linda Auditorium, David Wilcox will be there.
Yeah. David is a really fine singer-songwriter. He's been around for a long, long time. He does not play in this area very often. I'm trying to remember. I believe Mona Golub brought him in for one of her shows in Schenectady, but I don't think he's been here very often at all, which is too bad because he's, if you're a fan of James Taylor, I think you definitely need to check out David Wilcox. And it's not like he's a newcomer either. I mean, he's just put out the album The View from the Edge, which is his 21st album. So he's been around for a while, and he's got a really nice, intimate singer-songwriter sound. The track we're going to listen to now actually features a couple of hometown boys, Jerry Murata on drums from Woodstock, and Steve Cohen on bass, who used to be a member of the Units, Fear of Strangers, back in the day. This is David Wilcox with Forest Fire from his new album, The View from the Edge. Seeps right in.
Every breath I breathe, I can feel the tear. When my throat gets raw from the caustic air, though the sky is clear, there's a weight I bear of the hopelessness hanging everywhere. It's the poison pain in the tales I tell, the mistakes I make.
David Wilcox will be playing at WAMC's Linda Saturday, November 17th. And also there, speaking of the Units and the Fear of Strangers, old Lonesome Val is coming back.
What a coincidence.
What do you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's, as you may or may not know, November and December is time for a lot of band reunions as band members come back from college or home for visit the parents or whatever the case may be. There always seem to be lots of band reunions during the month. I think These Are the Hits are playing at McGeary's on Wednesday the 21st. Coal Palace Kings are playing the Low Beat, of course, for their annual Black Friday show. And probably the most high-profile reunion of the season is Lonesome Val, which actually they're calling themselves Lonesome Val and the Lonesome Units. And they are playing also at the Linda on Saturday, November 17th, opening up for David Wilcox. So there's a double reason to go and see the show. I assume they're going to be playing, Lonesome Val's playing mostly her stuff, although they may sneak in a Fear of Strangers or Units tune, because her band, the Lonesome Units, are in fact Steve Cohen, Al Cash, and Todd Nelson, the original members of the unit. So it's like a whole reunion for the band. Come out, say hi to Val and Al. Of course, Al and Todd are both still playing around town in various and sundry musical outlets, but Steve Cohen's down south, so he doesn't get up here that often. A rare opportunity. Go see him, say hi, say, hey, I remember that song. And now we're going to listen to Front Porch from Lonesome Val's 1990 self-titled solo debut album, Front Porch.
My Aunt Marie, rocking back on the old front porch. I got a home. A big old porch. All my friends and family.
Lonesome Val will be at the Linda 1 week from tomorrow night, opening up for David Wilcox. Now, here's a song title we have to be very careful with on the radio. The Rebirth Brass Band's
Feel Like Funkin' It Up.
There we go.
See, it's not that hard.
And they'll be in Saratoga.
Yeah. I just got back from New Orleans, so I'm like way in a big, easy mood. And noticed that Rebirth Brass Band are coming to Putnam Place up in Saratoga Springs next month, Thursday, December 6th. And so I just had to play some New Orleans music. And this is from the soundtrack of... The Tremé HBO TV show. And as you said, it's Rebirth Brass Band. Feel Like Funkin' It Up.
Thursday, December the 6th at the Putnam Place in Saratoga Springs, the Rebirth Brass Band. And Chris Smithers has been playing the blues with an acoustic guitar for how many years now? And he'll bring it into Albany, or rather, I'm sorry, in Hudson, Club Helsinki in Hudson, Friday, December the 7th.
Yeah, I think the first time I saw him, I think, was in the 60s. So he's been around for quite a while, written songs that other people have performed. Bonnie Raitt, Love You Like a Man. And he also does a lot of other folk songs. He's a big Dylan fan. He drops he's dropped a number of Bob Dylan covers along the way on his albums. But he started off really as more of a traditional acoustic blues guy and has branched out since then. But he's playing Club Helsinki in Hudson. He seems to come around, you know, maybe once a year at... various and sundry spots. Helsinki is a beautiful place to see him. And he's going to be there Friday, December 7th. And here's some Blues in the Bottle from his Leave the Light On album.
Doing the best they can. They ain't killed me yet, but they're doing the best they can.
Chris Smithers, Blues in the Bottle from the album Leave the Light On. And he'll be at the Club Helsinki in Hudson on Friday, December the 7th. And good time to work off some of that holiday stuffing and turkey, etc.
And in between holiday break, yeah.
Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Check it out. It's a great website. Greg will be back right before Christmas.
Yeah, I think maybe we'll do our annual weird Christmas songs that from throughout the ages.
And we'll see you then. Thank you very much.
You bet, Brian. Thank you.
Keep up with the blues.